SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting an agreement between Israel and Hamas has been worked out that could see some Israeli hostages released in the first phase of the deal. Two American hostages could also be in the first group freed from Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
According to a senior Biden administration official, two Americans are expected to be released in the first phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement. The ceasefire is set to begin Sunday and last for 6 weeks. There's at least one other known living American captive in Gaza, who the official said will be released at a later date in the second phase of the agreement. It's not clear how many of the hostages are still alive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cautioned the final details of the agreement have yet to be completed. President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominations seem to be falling into place, correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Just weeks ago, Donald Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was teetering toward collapse. Now it appears on track for confirmation after a heated Senate hearing that focused on his views of women in combat and his drinking. But Trump's more controversial choices of nominee for FBI Director Cash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Secretary of Health and Human Services have yet to come before senators for public questioning. Donna Warder, Washington.
Windy flame-fanning weather in Southern California has eased up as firefighters report significant gains against the two massive wildfires burning around Los Angeles. A particularly dangerous situation red flag warning has expired as of Wednesday, but dry conditions and gusty winds are expected to linger into Thursday. SRN News. The Supreme Court will hear another religious freedom case.
The justices have agreed to consider a challenge to Obamacare lodged by Braidwood Management, a small Christian-owned business. The company doesn't want to be forced to cover certain kinds of health care, including medication for HIV prevention, because it, quote, encourages and facilitates homosexual behavior and violation of our religious beliefs. The High Court has been friendly to religious freedom complaints in the past, often ruling in favor of the plaintiffs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a prominent European Jewish organization says authorities across Europe need to immediately take action against a precipitous rise in anti-Semitism. He says it's driving thousands of Jews to abandon the continent. Rabbi Menachem Margolin, chairman of the European Jewish Association, points out some 40,000 Jews have already left Europe with no intention of returning. This is SRN News. The Arkansas governor has an issue with higher learning.
Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says college professors should be fired if they're indoctrinating students. She made the proposal during her State of the State address before a joint meeting of the House and Senate. Sanders did not elaborate on how the state would enforce such a restriction or what would be considered indoctrination. She mentioned it as a part of an effort to improve higher education in the state. Her comments echoed rhetoric by her former boss, President-elect Donald Trump, and other Republicans. Sanders served as White House press secretary for part of Trump's first term. John Scott reporting.
Hawaii Volcanoes National Park officials are bracing for crowds eager to get a glimpse of lava fountaining from an eruption. The eruption began last month in a crater at the summit of Kilauea Volcano and has paused periodically. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.